This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are. Whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, thank everybody that called in with our group therapy this morning. A lot of great ideas and a lot of fun stories.
Well, Hawk, you were talking about things people did for love.
Yeah.
And it turns out a lot of the things that we do for love may be misguided or a mistake.
Uh-oh.
They asked people about Valentine's Day, and it turns out that most women would rather stay in than go out. 63% said celebrating at home sounded like more fun than going out. 55% of men agreed, and they said a home-cooked meal is more romantic than a fancy restaurant.
One that I do not have to cook.
Okay, how about if you're doing it together and doing the flirty thing and throwing sugar and flour at each other?
That's a fat no.
Does it count if I just sit at the bar and like watch him cook? I'm there and...
No, it's not a cooking show.
Just drinking wine.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, well, she's not supposed to cook. This is her night off.
Yeah.
This is the man's chance to show the woman how much he loves her.
No, that's Mother's Day. You got Mother's Day.
But not everyone has kids, dummy.
Honestly.
Valentine's Day is
when
the
you call names, you've already lost.
No, I won before the name calling. I just did that for extra bonus fun.
She wants to sit over there and watch him cook like his, you know, it's...
Like he's on have Valentine's
like
Day.
Like Guy Fieri over there.
Fine, I'll help. I'll open the wine. Jeez.
And sip it while you're watching it.
Am I wrong on this, Tori?
I mean, obviously, I'm a girl, so I'm going to agree with what you're saying.
Valentine's Day has always been men buying women flowers and chocolate. Men don't expect to get flowers and chocolate for Valentine's.
Your mom had the Valentine's Day man come to your house
for kids
as a little boy.
But my dad didn't get nothing.
Really?
That's sad.
I will say, I did get John something sentimental this year.
A card.
No, I can't tell you yet because I don't know if he's listening.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so I do try to get him something too. But
see, that's cool.
Just to let you know, he's not listening. He will see it if you put it on Facebook, though. Because he comments on all our Facebooks.
<He does. laughs>
Okay, 52% of women think that Valentine's Day proposals are overrated. So if you're planning to propose on Valentine's Day, consider there's a better than 50% chance that she's not going to be impressed.
Okay. Also, don't do it like Thanksgiving Day. Super Bowl Sunday is not a good time to get engaged.
Okay.
President's Day.
Yeah, any of those.
Arbor Day.
I don't think those matter, but Valentine's Day is basically considered to be cheesy, and it's like overdone.
I don't think it should be done Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
Maybe Sunday, but only when Chick-fil-A is open, that's when you can propose.
That's the day of rest, Cato. You can't do it on Sunday.
These views and opinions do not reflect the Hawk and Tom Show.
Or most people. All right. So what is the top trending Valentine's Day idea? They say hitting up an arcade, zoos, and couples spas.
Zoo.
Also, paint and sip parties made the top 10. That's where you paint and get drunk. So those are things the women think would be fun for Valentine's Day. The zoo surprised me.
Because it's cold. Yeah. And with those things, too, you've noticed when you go to those paint places, a sip and whatever paint and get drunk, or what do they call?
Sip and paint.
Sip and serve or sip and paint. Like, the guys and girls, guys don't want to be there, okay? You can see it on his face. The girl's all ready to go, you know, and they start, and the girls are happy chit-chatting back and forth, and guys are quiet in there. And then by the end of the night, the girls are still just like, getting all chatty, and they're gone. And the guys are super serious, and they're trying to pay attention to the teacher there, and they're not really reflective on what they're doing.
I've never been. Yeah. Is that how you did it?
Yeah.
Now, Hawk,
you don't have to have somebody. You can go by yourself.
You seem surprised that women are the focus of this, but 41%, well less than half of men, would like a Galentine's Day.
I've heard about
where
that.
Where the girl does something for them. But basically, there's really no...
I thought Galentine's Day is where they do it for the girlfriend.
Yeah,
the
girl. You just go with your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like the gals' night out.
He just wants her to go with that and then not have to do anything on Valentine's Day.
I'm sorry. I was thinking of Guyentine's Day.
Well, Galentine's Day is it the 15th?
13th.
I don't know.
13th.
13th. Okay.
13th is Galentine's.
Yeah, okay. So tomorrow.
Because me and the girls are getting together.
Gals night out for Kato.
Well, it turns out that a lot of the cliche stuff is not considered in anymore. So you got to come up with something a little more creative and a little more original than that. I would say don't buy hundreds and thousands of dollars worth of flowers, though that did not work well for me.
Yeah, do something really original and creative.
That was original. It just the wrong person.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, Tom was saying a lot of the girls, they just want to stay at home and just celebrate Valentine's Day. So we're trying to come up with creative things you can do for Valentine's Day that maybe not cost too much. I've got some ideas for you. We had a guy call in. He said that his significant other wanted to go to the beach. They couldn't afford it, so he brought sandbags and poured sand on a tarp in the living room.
Cool. I don't know about all that.
And watched beach scenes or streamed beach scenes.
I don't even know. I mean, I don't like going to the beach because it brings home so much sand.
I know, from and places you didn't even know you had.
Tarp or no tarp, it seems like a lot of that sand would get on you and fall off into your carpet.
Wouldn't you be doing it for her, not you?
I'm not sand.
Okay.
No.
So women aren't special on Valentine's Day.
They are special, but not sand.
So not that special.
They're special, but not sand special.
You know what? Is it romantic to watch the beach scenes, though? You know, they have those streaming shows now where you can watch the fireplace that just streams the fireplace. It's almost as cozy as having a real fireplace.
It does not warm you up, though.
It does not warm you up. And my TV is above the fireplace, so I got two of them going at the same time. That looks really fancy.
But have you ever actually tried to just sit down and have that on?
No.
It's the same crackle on repeat.
It gets on your nerves.
It gets on, like, I guess I'm too ADD for it, because then I'm like, ugh, and I have to turn it off.
Yeah, I would never have tried it to begin with, because it's just, fire is an experience. It's not a visual only. It's the heat. It's the crackle and pop. It's the smell.
Well, I can sit next to you and go,
ooh,
and get the heat.
That wasn't heat.
Okay, so here's some romantic suggestions for you. They say take that person back to the place where you propose marriage, and you can bring something significant along and reminisce about that specific moment. That's one little thing. It doesn't cost a lot of money.
I think it costs me a lot, because the people who own that house now would probably file a trespassing warrant.
Yeah, excuse us. We only be here for 30 minutes.
And you got to think of the ones that got engaged like on trips, like in Paris, Italy.
It's expensive.
Yeah, you can't just fly back.
They say you can place flowers on the pillow. That's something small you can do.
That's
now,
nice.
They do cost at least $14.99 at some of the grocery stores. And you can do that. You can also attach any Valentine or Post-it note to the steering wheel of the car. And because they're going to go, that's the first thing you're going to do when they get in their car. They're going to see that. Tom, you said that Jamie does that for you a lot.
Yeah, she'll put, I do it for her and the kids too. I'll leave Post-it notes in the morning just as a surprise.
Do you text? I always do like a little love text to the kids. And you send them a funny meme in the morning.
I don't always do it, but sometimes I will. I don't make a daily thing.
Now, we've all done this one, probably. You got that jar filled with love coupons for massages, redeemable hugs and kisses and back rubs.
I don't think I've ever done that. Maybe like when I was in elementary school for my mom.
What?
You would send her the little thing with like a free room cleaning and all those kind of things.
Oh, really? Huh. I know.
But you never did what?
No.
Yeah, your mom would turn it in. You're like,
I don't want to clean my room right now, Mama.
It expired. That's like expiration date on it.
I told you.
Had a 1 day date on it.
When I was a kid, my mom punished me. She made me wash her feet and like rub lotion on them. That's how I got punishment.
That explains so much.
Yeah.
It's creative.
Yeah, it was.
Talk it out, Hawk.
Can I lay down on that couch over there?
You need to.
Okay, another few things that are creative you can do. Just take a quiet walk and hold hands together. It always builds the, your emotions up. You feel good. There's something just great about taking a little crisp walk and hold hands.
And if you really want to impress her, make it the mall. Walk around the mall.
Yeah.
That's true, Kato.
No, because I learned he does that just so I won't stop and look at stuff. He's like, come on, we got to go.
Another thing you can do is write a little I love you message on the mirror of the bathroom. You can use lipstick, soap, or even shaving cream, ladies, shaving your legs there.
Someone's got to clean that up afterwards.
And she's going to be mad about that.
I'm thinking a post-it note's better.
Okay.
Or you use her red lipstick.
Yeah, she'll be thrilled to find out you did that.
Yeah, right?
Okay, you can send your loved one a card on Valentine's Day. Send it the day after Valentine's Day, explaining that 24 hours is not enough time to tell you how much that I love you.
Yeah, the only way that works is if you also did stuff on Valentine's Day.
Okay, that's good.
Because otherwise, she's going to be like, you forgot again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can also, they say, take time for a pillow fight. Nothing like getting bonding with a pillow fight. It doesn't cost anything. You know what? You hide behind the door. She gets home. You're just like, go at it.
But that's only fun if the pillow bursts and all the stuffing comes flying around the room. That's what makes it fun.
None of this sounds fun to me.
No?
Not even slightly.
I'm surprised I was married.
Imagine you walk in, though. You've had a long day.
Yeah.
You're just excited to be home, and you get hit in the face with a pillow.
That's funny.
I find it amusing the person who's not married is giving
us
advice.
That's why I'm telling you all this. It's hilarious.
He's trying to
try it when you get home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hiding your special love notes in your loved one's socks or underwear drawer. You can put a little post-it note in there.
Or if they don't find it for a month.
Okay. And fellas, you can really love her by putting your clothes in the hamper.
That's what my wife always says.
Yeah.
She's like, what would really impress me is if you loaded the dishwasher.
Yeah.
I was like, honey, there's sand and dishwashers, too much.
She's like, I loaded the dishwasher. Here, there's some wine over here. You get it?
That's so interesting. Wine? John does that stuff.
You load the dishwasher. Here's the wine over here, honey.
Oh, you get the dishwasher loaded.
Loaded, yeah. That's what I was saying.
That's so wrong.
And then you can pretend.
She's the dishwasher.
Go to a restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Hawk, that's terrible.
Everything's in the delivery there.
I know. Well, now look at you just analyzing this because they didn't get it. Not like the slow group didn't get it.
Hey.
I didn't mean that.
Rude.
I didn't mean it.
You know what?
Way.
In 10 to 15 minutes, when I come up with a good comeback, your feelings are going to be so hurt.
I wish I had a pillow. I'd hit you with it.
Final thing to do is meet at the place, like a restaurant bar, and pretend that you're meeting for the first time again.
I hear of people doing that, and I just can't. I have friends, and I'm not supposed to tell this, but they will do like role playing where he'll rescue her and stuff, right?
So you come busting the door like with Superman?
Yeah, and I'm like, I just couldn't. I would feel so silly doing
reacting when you first met?
No, trying to pretend. Yeah.
But what if it got turned around? I mean, what if he and her decided to go into the bar and pretend like they're meeting, and he turns to her and says, hi, come here often. She goes, I'm sorry, I'm taken.
That'd be funny.
And walks out.
Yeah.
Or she's like, let's pretend we're just meeting for the first time. And then she decides she likes the guy on the other side better.
Oh. That's just wrong, guys. Now, see, we're trying to come up with great, creative, inexpensive ways to celebrate Valentine's Day, and y'all are twisting it.
Keyword, trying to.
Yeah.
What? I mean, it's almost like I am on American Idol or The Voice, and you got one of the guys critiquing everything you do.
I'm not spinning my chair around.
Yeah, okay. You're looking the other way still.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you can't tell, I sometimes get very frustrated with people. Mm-hmm. I get frustrated with people who are stupid and people who say and do dumb things. And there's an instance of that right now that really has me frustrated today. There's a principal who wants to ban Croc shoes. And I'm not a big, you know, Croc shoe evangelist. I don't really care. I don't have any other than the ones we keep by the back door to take the garbage out in, but I don't wear them out and about, but I think other people should be allowed to.
Well, you got your Jesus sandals that you wear.
But they're leather. They're not Crocs. Yeah. But I don't understand the hate for Crocs, and I don't understand why someone would ban them. And this guy, he thinks he's intelligent. He's the principal of a school, and here's what he has to say about Crocs.
It actually is a safety hazard. I mean, they can twist their knees, twist their ankles, things like that. So you won't have tennis shoes on all the time. You can't go on a basketball court and go side to side, lateral, jump up now, and with Crocs on. It's a hallway. Kids are moving. Things are happening. It's a safety hazard. I mean, things happen. If they break out with something happen, they have these high heels on and slip and fall. The school is liable.
Okay, high heels too, I guess.
I agree with him on the gym part.
I agree with him on the basketball part, but mm-hmm. The part about the school being liable, the school can't be liable for the shoes you choose to wear. Just like he said, high heels. If a girl in high heels falls and breaks her ankle at the school, it's not their fault.
Yeah, these days, though, people are so happy.
They can sue all they want, but I could be wrong about the intelligence of the jury, but unless the jury has got 6 or 12 idiots on it, they're not going to find the school liable for a girl in high heels falling.
I don't think they can wear high heels. I think I don't think a lot of schools don't allow that.
I think we're just teaching our kids that they're supposed to follow authority no matter whether it makes sense or not. You should be able to, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't one of the verses of the national anthem, Land of the Free?
They really should add ish to that.
Yes. Land of the free-ish, home of the kind of maybe brave, maybe not. I mean, is that what we've become?
Well, you think about it, too. Like, with high heels, those are not comfortable. I don't see any girls going to be wearing high heels all day at school.
I love them.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You like to wear them?
Mm-hmm.
Why,
you're such a girly girl.
Do you wear them in here?
Yeah, I literally I can't raise. Oh, just trust me, they're on. Okay. I can't raise my leg anymore.
I don't notice that. Okay. So, because I think most people would want to have comfortable shoes on 8 hours a day, like when you go to work or something. You don't see anybody at the factory, you know, on an assembly line in high heels. You know, look at this Lisa over there. Well, she's looking good.
But you got to, women love it. If you go to a Greenville Drive game, you'll see women in a little black dress and high heel shoes at a game.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, wouldn't you put on a jersey and a hat and
no, because it's 3,000 degrees and I'm just trying not to bake at that game. So dresses offer a little more airflow.
I will say I don't see the girls in Crocs hardly at all. You don't see a lot of girls wearing Crocs.
They literally have high heel Crocs now.
Wow.
Which is, I've not tried. The thing about it, too, is this guy says that wearing Crocs at the school can land the kids in suspension. You can get suspended for wearing Crocs. That's just crazy.
I don't like Crocs personally because my feet get sweaty and they slide around. And yes, there is a way you can have an accident. I mean, you can put them in that athletic mode and put the, you know, little belt on in the back. Mm-hmm. I forget what
that's
they call it.
That's not athletic mode. It's called
sports
normal.
Mode.
Sports mode. That's what it's called.
Like,
yes.
4x4.
Yeah. My kids do it all the time. Like, they'll be, because my one son wears Crocs all the time.
Not if he was in Alabama, he wouldn't.
Yeah.
But that's so crazy because also, they said that this whole thing, they claim it's a safety hazard. And the Crocs is like, listen, we make these things, millions of people wear them every day. They're not a safety hazard. They're just a shoe.
Honestly, they would have a better, I guess, reason for not wearing Crocs if they just went with the fashion alone. And then that might be doable.
I could understand that.
Yeah, okay.
It's like, we're banning them because they look bad. Yeah. But to say it's exactly like a safety hazard, it just seems absurd to me.
Uh-huh.
Crocs says that they have not seen any loss of sales due to this, but they think it's unfortunate that this principal thinks that it's going to be a safety hazard and they're banning them. Now, a podiatrist was asked about this, and the podiatrist said they do see injuries from them, but also she went on to say that they're very good for a recovery shoe after you do workouts on leg day.
Really?
So it's got that extra absorption, that sponginess, and that shock absorber effect.
I'll never know.
Okay, you know what? The flip-flops, that's a dangerous shoe
now
for you right
there.
Now, that
is a dangerous shoe.
Those little thong things that go through your toes and stuff, and now that creates a problem.
And then they break.
Yes.
Oh,
and you go sliding off of them. Yeah, or you get them wet because you're walking back from the beach or something, and like they go all over the place.
I was taking out my trash dumpsters by the side of the road, and I come out of my flip-flop, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. I just thought my foot slipped out of it. I went to put my foot back in. It slid all the way through. I had to pick it up and carry the trash out with one on.
Cato, I want to understand why you hate Crocs so much. You're wearing a flip-flop, but you don't want a Croc?
I just don't particularly like them. I like flip-flops, but I don't wear them as often because I can't flip and flop all day.
Well, and quite frankly, it's fun to hear that noise of flop, flop, flop down the hall. It's almost like when Tori has her clogs on and she's walking around. Sounds like a horse.
For Torture Tuesday, we should make you wear Crocs once.
I mean, I wear them in here, but I mean, I don't want to be
maybe,
caught.
Maybe make him wear a whole day.
Make
him be caught dead wearing them.
I've never been a fan. I mean,
I'm not either. I only have one pair of Crocs and they don't fit.
I have one pair. I use them to take out the garbage.
I don't care. I mean, I don't care if you want to wear them. I mean, I don't care if this principal bans them. I really think there should be dress codes
There are dress codes. I'm talking about
uniforms.
Oh, well, that's a different thing.
Yes, I think there should be uniforms.
Why?
So nobody's judged because they can't afford a name brand something. People, I mean, that's where bullies come in.
The world is full of judgment. You can't avoid it just because you pretend it's not there for school.
Yes, you can.
And you know what? When you get on in the workforce, most of the time you have to wear a uniform.
We did because I wouldn't have to pick out my clothes.
You go to Target, you got a red shirt on. Yeah. You go to Ace Hardware, you got some kind of red shirt on.
If I worked at Target or Ace Hardware, I would wear a polo shirt.
Well, you can wear a polo, so it'd be red.
I know, but I would be like name branding it.
With your red Crocs to match.
Actually, if I worked at Target, I probably wouldn't be able to afford to buy the polo ones. I'd have to buy whatever their brands are. Mosimo.
Can't really afford them either. They're pricey.
Okay. Well, I think there needs to be more freedom in America. This is ridiculous to tell people they can't wear a shoe.
Can you wear those shark shoes? Have you seen those?
No, what are they?
Fish shoes. And you got like the bass shoes, flip-flop looking things.
Do they sing?
No, they don't sing.
Oh, man, if they sang, they're like acting like they were under your feet flopping around.
No, I'd wear those.
Yeah.
Take me down to the river.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, you know, they just wrapped up the Westminster Dog Club show. And you watch these dogs. They are so well-behaved, man. They sit there right beside the owner. It's impressive. And, of course, these people go crazy when they figure out the winner. This is this year's winner.
For Best in Show at the 149th Annual Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show, I choose the Giant Schnauzer.
Oh, Monty! What an incredible moment for Katie Bernadine.
Monty the Magnificent, your 2025 Best in Show, the Giant Schnauzer.
Okay, so the Giant Schnauzer won this year.
Oh. Yeah, I used to date a girl who had a Giant Schnauzer. Oh. I'd never seen one before.
Yeah?
Oh. I didn't know they got that big.
Oh, I thought you were talking about her nose.
No, not her schnoz.
My bad.
That's a different kind of dog.
Honestly, I used to really respect this dog show until I just heard that. And then she's like, I have chosen. And I'm like, so there's like just one queen who chooses the winner? I thought it was a panel of judges.
I think so, but I think she was just delivering. Like, she might be the final judge.
I have chosen. Like, I'm like, that just sounds cheesy to me.
But you see these dogs, and they've spent years probably training them, because my dog doesn't act anything like that. Just once, wouldn't you like to see, like, one of those dogs just poop right in front of the judges right there on the table when they're, like, inspecting them, and they're, like, you know, looking under their fur and stuff? Because they go deep down in there. They make sure they don't have fleas and ticks and all that stuff.
I saw where they did this on a cat show once, and the cat literally attacked the judge.
See, that would make you more interesting to watch if there's something like that.
A typical dog doing typical things.
Yeah. And I want to go ahead and go there for a second. I don't find this as exciting as some people, because I feel like the life is sucked out of these dogs. Some of them look like they're having a blast, but some of them look almost afraid to do anything wrong. Like, they're not really getting to be dogs.
I just watched a video of a border collie something happened, and so she ended up in a wheelchair, but she used to be one of the competing dogs.
Right.
And they let her run the course
after it was done.
She was so happy. I mean, she was enjoying it. Aww. I wouldn't, but she enjoyed it.
I mean, and you see their hair is just perfect, too. Those long-haired dogs has got, like, that thin hair that just floats on there.
You would be like, girl, what conditioner do you use?
I know. Because my dog's hair don't look like that.
I'm looking at Monty the Giant Schnauzer on TV right now, and if you're familiar with him, he looks like a capybara.
I don't even know what that is.
They look a lot like Monty.
Oh. So I would like to see dogs doing normal things. I was like, okay, the award for best dog...
aggressively licking his bum.
Okay, that's a little bit too...
scooting across the carpet.
Yeah. Yeah. Our carpet skier over here is Teddy the Schnauzerpoo. Okay. And the dog with the most eye boogers.
Oh.
Yeah. I hate cleaning my dog's eyes out because...
He does too.
I know, because you pull the hair and then like his eyelids going over.
Yeah, you feel bad when it's sucked that bad.
I try to do it when I give him a bath. And my dog licks everybody. The best dog that can hold their liquor, it goes to Otis because he's going to lick it. And he'd be licking that person the whole time as they're talking. He will not sit. He's not a lap dog. If he's like comes up to you, he's licking your arm, licking your leg, licking your face.
No.
Let's see.
Tail chaser, car chaser.
Yeah. The dog that sheds the most goes to the German Shepherd, Ralph.
How many circles before he goes?
The best at humping my neighbor's leg.
Really? Oh, bless.
And we thought Tom would be the one to say that.
But honestly.
No, don't drag me into that.
I thought you would be the one to say that.
You know what, though? Dogs do that. It's like you're standing there and the neighbor's right there. And you're like, can you not see your dogs like doing things that shouldn't to my leg right now?
Best at getting the pill out of the treat. There without eating it.
The best dog at stretching their legs out after they go poo.
Oh.
My dog does that. You know, he kicks his legs out like, you know.
You don't do that?
No, I don't.
You get up from the bathroom and you're like,
the grass flips up all over the place. Is he trying to hide it like a cat? What are the dogs doing when they stretch that leg out like that?
I think that's it, right? Aren't they trying to hide it?
I don't know. I think they're just stretching.
Oh, it's, you know what? Because he's been in the crouch mode, it's kind of like, you know, he's coming up off the toilet.
His leg went numb.
I thought they were trying to cover it up.
I don't know.
Like they're
not doing a very good job.
Like they're kicking the dirt up over
You know, we cover it up with poopery. They do it with the legs.
And by the way, going back, Tom, a single judge determines the winner in Best in Show.
Wow.
The judge evaluates the 7 finalists to determine which dog best represents its breed.
That's just like almost like a fake show then.
Yeah, they can be paid off really easy.
What about biggest stretch? You know when they stretch, you're going to go, ooh, big stretch. That could be one of them, too.
Good one.
Oh, my.
That wasn't really a good one.
It would be more interesting.
The dog that slobbers the most. It goes to the St. Bernard Teddy. I've already used Teddy. Larry. I'm sorry, I changed the name of
the dog's name.
I'd say they're not even dog's names anymore.
Oh, okay. I mean,
Larry and Teddy.
Okay. But what's the good? Max.
They can have human names. I had a friend, she would always say, oh, David and I are going here. David and I are doing this. And finally I said, I didn't know you were seeing anyone. And she said, oh, no, that's my English bulldog, David. Oh,
that's wow. Why people don't do that.
I thought it was funny.
It's confusing.
I liked it.
Well, they do treat them like humans. You know, 17% of people plan to spend money on their pets for Valentine's Day. So
we'll do Christmas, and they do seem to know. Like, you give them that new toy, and they go crazy over it, and they play with it instead of their old toys, and they seem to understand that everyone else got presents. I got a present.
It's hard to find a heart-shaped bone, though. I guess, you know, on each end, it's kind of a heart shape.
You know what my dog does that's kind of different and funny would make a good award? He sleeps like a human on his back.
Oh.
He lays down with his head on the pillow, on his back with his legs and arms all just sprung out.
Just like his daddy.
Just like me.
Okay.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.